Now, there are a few other details of the parable on which one could comment, but maybe it's better if I proceed straight to the symbolism of the jewel, not only in our parable, but in the Mahayana generally. Something of that significance, I think, has already been disclosed incidentally from what I've said. But first of all, I'm going to state the general significance of the jewel in plain terms, and then deal with particular aspects and particular qualities. We do have to remember, though, in all this, and in fact throughout this entire series, that symbols, in a sense, don't have meanings. Not really cut and dried meanings. You can't really take a symbol and say, well, here's such and such a symbol, it means that. Here's another symbol, it means something else. The symbols are always suggestive. They're always evocative. You can't really reduce them to any one cut and dried meaning. So with this proviso in mind, let's try to, I won't say understand, but to feel or even experience what the jewel here signifies. The jewel in the parable, the jewel in the mantra. What does it signify? Well, briefly and broadly, it signifies our own true nature, what we ourselves really are. One could, if one wanted to be a little rash, say that the jewel represented, symbolized the self, with a capital S, but in the Jungian rather than in the Vedantic sense. And this jewel, this self, this own true nature of ours, is hidden. It's concealed. In the parable, it's concealed in the man's clothing. We could also say, in the case of most of us, it's covered with mud. So this sort of speech, this sort of symbolism of the clothing, mud, and so on, this suggests that there are within us a number of layers, as it were, that we don't exist just on one level, we exist on a number of levels, that there are some more superficial levels, other deeper levels. So the jewel represents the deepest level of all, the sort of bedrock of our being. It represents a level which is even outside time altogether, a level, to change the terminology, to reverse even the terminology, a level above ordinary individuality, or individuality in the ordinary sense of the term. So if the jewel represents this, symbolizes this, what does finding the jewel represent? What does that symbolize? Finding the jewel means coming into contact with, establishing contact with, recovering, if you like, the deepest level of our own being. And this suggests that most of the time, all the time in fact, usually, we are not in contact with that deepest level of ourselves. We're out of contact with it. We don't know that it's there. We don't know that it exists. We live merely from the surface of our being, not from the depths. But finding the jewel means coming in contact with that deepest layer, that deepest level of ourselves, outside time. Not just touching it and then going away, as it were. Not just establishing contact for a while and then breaking off, but establishing permanent contact with that jewel, with that deepest level within ourselves, and then living, as it were, from that level, out of the depths of that experience. Now, the parable describes the jewel as priceless. It speaks of a priceless jewel. And this is exactly what it is. The word has to be taken quite literally, with the full force of its meaning attached to it. And it means that contact with the true self, contact with the bedrock of our own being, is the most important thing in our life. Money isn't the most important. Success isn't the most important. Popularity isn't the most important. Knowledge isn't the most important. Culture isn't the most important. Religion isn't the most important. Meditation isn't the most important. the most important thing is contact with one's own true self, contact with the depths of one's being, contact between the surface of one's being and the depth of one's being. This is the most important, the most precious thing of all, the priceless thing, the priceless jewel. And the suggestion, of course, therefore, is that one shouldn't sacrifice this to anything whatsoever. Otherwise, one will have had the worst of the bargain. We can't help being reminded here of other familiar words, the words of Christ in the Gospel, where he says, "What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world, but lose his own soul?" Now, the implication of all this is obvious. This, the soul, or the true self, one's own true being, this deeper level within oneself, of oneself, which is oneself, is more precious than the whole world. And by world is not meant here other people, but one's own material and even intellectual possessions.